The doorbell might be on its way out because of the ubiquity of the smartphone. Zarif Hardy joins us, director of the Australian School of Etiquette. Zarif, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you got a doorbell at home?
I do. I actually have two, one on the gate and one on the front door.
Oh, you've got two.
I'm very lucky. Often people miss one.
Right.
But then, you know, what you're about to talk about happens. You get a phone call or a text very quickly.
Is it okay not to use the doorbell? Is it a breach of etiquette?
Look, I mean, a doorbell is there for a reason. And generally when someone comes to your house, you know that they are coming. Sure, it's a shock when you hear it ring and you're not expecting someone. But in general, you know, you've organised for either the tradesperson or a friend or someone to come over, and that's why the doorbell is used.
Do you think it's, do you think that's happening, that people are using doorbells less because of the phone?
Yes, I absolutely agree with the article, particularly for the young generation of millennials. I just think it's because they're so connected to their phone. Everything has to be done via that phone and preferably texting. They don't even talk.
Quite a few. Someone texting like this, text versus doorbell. My 17-year-old daughter's friends have come over. When I've asked, oh, where's Jane, then told her, Dad's picked her up. I said I didn't even hear the doorbell. They don't use the doorbell, do they? It's just not part of their everyday life.
No, that's right, which is a great shame because I think it's just part of that loss of face-to-face communication skills.
Is it a loss of face-to-face? I mean, you're still seeing the person.
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting in that article I read, you know, one of them said they prefer to text so they don't have to get the parent to come to the front door.
Yes.
And I thought that's a great shame because, you know, it's a lovely thing to talk to someone's parents and it's a wonderful skill to get to know someone's family and all that kind of, you know, face-to-face emotive conversation and building relationships is going for those for that generation.
So you'll lead the campaign to say yes to the doorbell?
Yes, absolutely.
Good on you. Zarif Hardy, thank you so much. She's the director of the Australian School of Etiquette. Someone saying on the text, my pizza delivery was recently delivered by text, no knock or doorbell. First time I asked why no doorbell, and the delivery person was just confused by the question. It was a bizarre interaction.